everybody. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I am honored to have the ladies with Faithfully Restored Women here with us today. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it just sounds like such a pretty little chorus of everybody's hellos there. This is my first podcast with so many people on it, so this is exciting.
We're part of the first.
Yes. Well, I love, you know, I talk about this a lot about how the internet has played such a role in connecting people and the ways that we meet people. And I think, you know, with a few of you, that's how we connected or know a little bit about each other. And I'm just thankful for social media for that. I think sometimes social media can cause a lot of negativity, but I think the positivity outweighs all of that, and the friendships that I feel like I've been able to make, and the amazing people like yourselves that I've been able to meet. So thank you, social media. If you guys would just introduce yourselves and let us give us a little bit of info on each of you.
Yeah. My name is Jamie Hamilton. I am originally from Minnesota, but moved here to Middle Tennessee when I was 13. I was fortunate enough to marry my high school sweetheart, Chris. And after we got married after college, kind of a bit about my story is that we tried to conceive children, and unfortunately, we were not able to do so. And so it's been such a neat little story, though, of how God has used just our story to bring us to adoption. And so both of our kiddos are adopted from domestically from Florida. I have a little girl, Stella, who is 2, and a little boy, Jack, who is 5. And I hope that Faithfully Restored is, at least for me, is able to bring people together in different ways, and one being infertility and adoption. It can be such an isolating and lonely journey, and I just want people to be able to find community in that.
Definitely.
Yes, I'm going next. My name is Jenny Rebecca Springer, and I am actually a Nashville native. Somebody referred to me the other day as a unicorn, but I actually think there are a lot of us that are from here. So my husband and I were both born and raised in Nashville or in Middle Tennessee, and started dating when we went to college at Alabama, and it was
I'm a Clemson girl.
Are you? Okay, I thought you were going to say Auburn, and I was going to have to end the conversation. No,
I know. Okay. We're just going to have to hang up right now.
Yes. But so we both went to Alabama and started dating there, and it was kind of always my dream to have 4 children. And anyway, we've been married now for 18 years, and we had 2 boys that were 15 months apart, and then we had a 3rd son, and we were good to go. And then almost 3 years ago, our 2nd son, Hayes, was sadly killed in a car accident. And I have come to realize how important community is in my journey of healing. And through the community, I got connected with Jamie Hurd, who is part of this group, and then have met these other wonderful women that the 4 of us have created Faithfully Restored. We went on about 18 months ago to have our 4th son, whose name is Hyde. And so I do have 4 boys that I always dreamed of having in college. But yeah, so our community and our faith have held us up in the almost 3 years since we lost Hayes. And it's been an important part of our healing and in creating Faithfully Restored. Yeah.
Well, both of you, you know, can speak to how much it means to have the people come in around side of you. And I know I've talked with many adoptive families. Actually, today I've talked with someone who helps in foster care and others who are advocating for adoption, which I think is just such such a beautiful piece of the gospel, adoption and foster care. And so I look forward to hearing more from you also. And, Jenny, Rebecca, thank you for sharing about your son. I know that is very heartbreaking. And I love that you're using, your experience to help and encourage others.
Hey, Dawn, this is Heather.
Hi.
There I did it. My name is Heather Milburn. I was originally raised in Ohio, and my mother actually passed away from breast cancer. It was metastatic for about 5 years. Almost a year to the date that we buried my mom, my father unexpectedly passed away as well. Since I was a minor at the time, my older brothers were actually given guardianship of me. And that's how I ended up here in Tennessee. Fell in love with the Southern, just hospitality, and just the people here in general. I went on to UT, where I met my husband, and we shared some similar just pain and grief. He lost his stepmother to breast cancer as well, so we sort of just connected right away. After we graduated, we went on and got married and then had my little girl, Madison, and then my little boy, William. And I carry a hereditary mutation that predisposes me to increased breast and ovarian cancer. And it was at the time that we were doing surveillance and planning surgeries that I found out that I had aggressive breast cancer. I was 30 at the time. And then 2 years later, in 2017, we found out that I relapsed and I went back into treatment. Honestly, without the community we have, I do not know where we would be. My children and my husband and I, it's just, there are really no words that can explain just how it's got us through, you know, these, especially past 3 to 4 years. And it's just, you know, you're given so much. And you just want to help people that have helped you, and you want to let people know that through tragedies and trials that there's good that can come from it, and that there's healing through it all also.
Right. And I've shared this with you before, but I think it's such a neat, I don't know, coincidence or situation that I, on the day you were diagnosed or the relapse, I was with one of your friends and Missy, and she and I, you know, had a meeting that day, and she was talking about you. I didn't know you at that time, but she was so concerned and very upset for you. And I could just tell that she was going to be there to wrap around you in that time. And so she's one of those people, I think, that are just play a critical role in community and loving each other.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, Dawn, it's Jamie Hurd.
Hi, Jamie.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Well, a little bit about me. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I came down to UT at Knoxville and for college and met my husband, Daniel, there. And we, after he graduated from law school, we were engaged to get married. And just a few months before our wedding, my dad committed suicide. And that was really the first kind of thing that kind of rocked me and shook my faith, shook everything about me. And the way my hometown rallied around me and my community at college kind of got me through that tragedy and onto our first year of marriage. And Daniel and I went on to have Madeline and William. And when William was 2 and a half, one day I was at work and Daniel was at work. He unexpectedly choked during lunch, and the paramedics came and they were unable to remove the obstruction. And by the time he got to the hospital and they finally removed it, oxygen, it had just been too long before he went without oxygen. And so that day, just, you know, you go about your daily life. And then when something like that happens, everything stops. And that was one of those days. And I knew my life would forever be changed. and the way that people came around us again. In that time, we were really plugged in with the church and had such great friends and community around us, and still people from my hometown, the way they wrapped their arms around our family was incredible, and have continued to do so. And even this week, I've got the sweetest little package in the mail with something from someone that I had met after William passed away. And so God continues to be faithful. And we thought we were done after we had Madeline and William, but we went on to have another little girl, Annie, who will be 2 in June. And she's just been a huge blessing to our family and such a joy. And honestly, to Madeline, it was so hard to watch her go from she was 2 at the time, or 4 at the time, and William was 2, and just to having a constant playmate to not having anyone with her. And she still talks about that year and a half where she was an only child. And so it's just, God continues to be faithful to our family. And a huge part of that is by providing people to wrap their arms around us.
And absolutely. That's what we want to do forever. Mm-hmm. And how did you ladies connect?
I met Heather and I, our husbands were in high school together. And then, so we knew each other in college, we met. And then I met Jamie Hamilton we go to fellowship, and we were in a small group together 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Known each other 10 years. And then, we're in a really close friend group. And then honestly, a friend of mine, actually a teacher, it was Madeline's teacher, I believe, at the time, that connected Jenny Rebecca and us, Jenny Rebecca and I, after Hayes passed away. She called me and she said, you know, this might be a really hard question, but I have a close friend that just lost a child suddenly, and I don't know what to do. And even that, just providing information and what helped me during that time, and my heart just broke for her. And so it wasn't until a few months later, I sent her a note and sent her a book, and that had really helped me. And it was a few months later that we finally met in person and went for a walk. And it was right around the time that I was getting pregnant with Annie. So it was really fun to, once you meet someone that has lost a child, you just have an instant connection.
Sure.
With the deep loss that you experience, that you can really connect with. And so it's been so nice being connected with her. And that's another reason why we wanted to start this, is connect people that have similar situations. And it's been so nice to walk through the past few years with her, with, you know, we both have had another child and gone through that. And even with the joy of that and all that sounds great, there's still pain in that, having another child after losing one. So it's been nice to, on random days, call and cry, and she knows what I'm talking about, and they extend so much grace, and we can do that for each other.
I think on those days, you know, and these heartaches and deep valleys that you all have walked through, sometimes you can't walk yourself. You have to have somebody else to help carry you through. And God sends those special friends and people. Sounds like He certainly has done that with you all, and I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So when did it come to be that you guys decided to start Faithfully Restored? And give us a little bit more about what the mission is and how you guys are living that out.
Really, our hope is that Faithfully Restored just provides community and support to women who feel alone. One example that comes to mind would just be kind of like with adoption. Oftentimes when you're adopting, or I know for me, like when I started the adoption process, you know, you don't really have baby showers, and you don't have, you know, an actual baby that you're carrying to be excited about. It's kind of hard to be excited. It's hard to decorate a room, and it's hard to buy baby gifts and stuff like that. And so one thing we love to do is to send a baby gift, like a little onesie, or send a care package to someone who's in the waiting of adopting, because waiting can just be so hard. But really, we just want it to be a place where, you know, we all are going to go through trials and tragedy. I mean, we live in a broken world. And we hope that this just can be a place where we're able to pray for other people. We want other people to be able to come and pray for other women that they know are struggling. We want to encourage others to choose joy and to find ways to heal. As we try to do the same in our daily lives. Cause I mean, it's a daily walk. We're still struggling. We still have days that are hard. Yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Uh-huh. And I think yes, how it started, you know, we all kind of felt a call to come back or to give back. And last summer we had a pool party. I had a pool party at my house and I did a blessings board. And because we had Heather and Jamie and I had been talking about, you know, we really want to try to encourage other women. And so we came up with the idea of a blessings board. And so at the party, we took little post-it notes and had women's names and stories that were going through something. So someone that had a daughter that had cancer, someone that themselves were going through cancer, someone that was waiting for a baby, someone that had just lost a child. And so we had names and their stories up there. And then we had stationery provided. And then you could pick a name and write a little note there. And then it was really, I think a few weeks after that, that all four of us got together and addressed the envelopes and sent the letters. And we thought, you know what? If at the very least, this is the four of us getting together once a month and naming women that are going through things and sending encouraging messages and notes and little care packages and praying for these women, you know, so be it. But the more we met kind of each month, we thought, you know what, we just kind of felt, you know, the Holy Spirit leading us in kind of making it a little more. And we feel like so many women want to serve and want to encourage others, but it's hard to find a way. And I think once you've gone through something, unfortunately and fortunately, you hear about other tragedies. I mean, it's pretty often someone contacts me with, I know someone that just lost a child, and I know it's the same for adoption and infertility and, you know, going through cancer and stuff. You connect with people in that way. And so having all these names, we just felt a weight to do something with.
Yeah. And there has not been a shortage of names. I mean, it's just been amazing how many people we meet someone.
I think when people are hurting, they can feel so alone. And just, you know, even in the last few weeks, I mean, I've had friends who are just going through hard trials and or acquaintances that are going through hard trials, and they feel alone and they want to be heard and they want to feel supported at the root of it all. And so Faithfully Restored is trying to do that. We're trying to provide support in a small, like, you know, we started so small and, you know, we're just four moms and, you know, we want to do more, but, you know, right now we're just, you know, we're in the baby stages with big dreams to do more, but just helping women to feel loved and supported and cared for and heard. Yeah.
Well, I have been a recipient of your sweetness and kindness, and you all have already blessed me. Like Heather, I have the genetic form or the gene for cancer, breast cancer also. And she and I had talked about that, and then she dropped off some beautiful flowers and a sweet vase and a note card. And that meant so much to me. I think sometimes as women, we want to help and we want to encourage, but we feel like we have to do some big thing. But really, it's just being thoughtful. It's just writing that note, or even, you know, sending somebody a text message, hey, I'm thinking about you today, praying for you. I think it's just those gestures that often mean the world to somebody else. So thank you all for what you're doing. I know it's meant a lot to me. So you're not just for women or for moms doing a small thing. You're already doing really big things. And like I say, that just means so much to a person. I know it meant a lot to me.
Thank you.
Well, what are some ways the community can, and other ladies who might be listening, how can they get involved? Are there ways that they can join in with what you're doing? Just maybe a prayer list or helping write some note cards. Any thoughts on that?
So we've definitely started small, but we have big dreams. We're in the middle right now of creating a website, which is going to help women to be able to connect. We also have the plan to create a weekly email blast, which not only shares maybe a woman's story each week, but also it provides a resource for somebody to email us with their prayer needs. And then, you know, in turn, we're going to try to connect that woman with somebody else in the community. We have dreams to have a kickoff event and to introduce more people to Faithfully Restored and to create ways that they can be involved. So things are in the works, and we are definitely so excited to grow this bigger and deeper and just have it be a really meaningful resource for women in the community.
I think for our kickoff party for July, we want to kind of, like the blessings board on a bigger scale, bring women together and have a time of worship, because we feel like that is really important. And so we'll have a time of worship at our event, and then just kind of some time for people to mingle and talk to each other. And then also a time for us to share our stories. In this, we have felt that God has been so faithful in all of our lives, despite the tragedies, and that we feel like is encouraging and inspiring to people in a way that, and we don't ever want to come across that we're not struggling currently, because that's not the case. But as we do keep struggling, God keeps being faithful and providing. And leaving that event, we want to have a kind of prayer wall blessing board with women's names, so that they, people at that event can right then have a tangible way of helping and take a name. And if they feel led to send them a package, or we'll provide the stationery to send them just an encouraging note. And I think one of our biggest things is just to pray for women and be intentional about that. You know, we did some of us did the Awaken Nashville event here, and we had those 15 names, and for 30 days you prayed for them. And we felt that was really cool, and just being intentional about your prayer life and who you're praying for. And so what we've tried to do is each month have a few names and put them on a card at work, write them on your mirror, or do something
on the bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
That's where mine are posted.
Mm-hmm. I saw something the other day. It said, "Do you pray as much as you get on Instagram?" And I was like, "Ooh, that's a
no conviction." You
know, yes. Right in the heart right there. But yes, I think that's so good. And, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day struggles or our hardships that, I don't know, it's almost easier to, when you start reaching out and helping others, it kind of brings a new perspective.
You know,
that you're not in it alone.
I think that that is one of the best ways to overcome depression. Now, that is not to say that, I mean, I have suffered so much since losing Hayes, and even before, from depression. But I agree with an article that I read that by turning it away from yourself and helping somebody, and I've said that to the girls in one of our gatherings before, is to, you know, it has been so good for my heart to reach out and try to help somebody else. And in turn, that helps to heal me. So I agree with you.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to all that's to come, and please know that I am here to help in any way, and I'll be cheering you all on and participate in any way that I can.
Thank you.
And be sharing all about it also. Well, before I let you ladies go, I am asking all my guests to share their favorite place in Nashville, or for my out-of-town guests, their town. But if each of you could share somewhere that you go that just makes you happy. Could be a date night spot, a park, somewhere you go with your family. Whatever's your favorite.
So I love going to Leaper's Fork. It is just the cutest little quaintest town. And on Friday nights, they do movies. And there's a group of us, Jamie, and our friend Amber, who lives out there in Leaper's Fork. We go on a pretty regular basis during the summer. And it is just so fun.
Maybe I'll see you out there this summer. I love that too. The lawn chair theater.
Yes.
I would say that I love Escape Day Spa here in Nashville. It's a place I go by myself or with a friend, but I feel like I know myself well enough when I get stressed or overwhelmed with sadness and grief or whatever is happening, just to kind of take time to myself. And that's a place I schedule one treatment because it's kind of pricey. But I schedule one treatment and then I go there the entire day. And I'd take a nap there. I do the steam room. I make a whole day and then I go and I take a shower and get ready there. I like get dolled up. Even if I'm not going anywhere, it just feels nice to take a shower and not be rushed to get ready to go somewhere. And, so that's a place I like to go and spend my time.
Well, if you need a buddy, just let me know. I'll be glad to go.
You're in.
I think my favorite place would be Red Pony in downtown Franklin for a little date night. I love Red Pony. I love the atmosphere. The food is so good. And sometimes we'll run and go get a cocktail, you know, at one of the other little places downtown in downtown Franklin. But definitely a fave.
Can't beat downtown Franklin.
I know. For me, it's Percy Warner Park. My husband actually proposed to me in Percy Warner, and he runs there every single morning of his life. He spends a lot of time there. But also, as a family, we like to hike in the park. And his running buddies, after Hayes passed away, they went in and got a bench in Hayes's name that is up in the park on one of the trails. And
so special.
Yeah, it's a special place for us. So definitely Percy Warner.
Well, thanks ladies so much. I've enjoyed talking with you all and learning more about you. And I know one thing for sure, you all have really big hearts, beautiful hearts. And I just, again, can't wait to see all the ways that God's going to use you to continue in your lives and your family's lives and with women all around Nashville too. Can you share where listeners can find you and find out or stay posted on coming events and your website and things like that?
Most definitely. So you can follow us at faithfulrestoredwomen.com and then also on our Instagram account at faithfulrestoredwomen as well. And we would love the followers and just anyone that wants to reach out to us, we would absolutely love that.
Well, thanks so much, ladies, and we will talk with you more soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk with you more soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.